to The Arts Edge with Annie Roach. Welcome to the show, where we look at artists, musicians, singers, people from all walks of life who are making their dreams happen.
On today's show, I have two women, Pamela Carr and Beth Southwell, and their band, Two Tall Women. I also will be profiling them separately. And first on the line, I have Pamela Carr. To start things off, Pam, can you talk about how you brought music into your home and how you created a stage space in your home?
We lived in a very big building. It used to be an inn and then a convalescent home and then a commune. And then we moved into this building. So it had a very big space where previously there had been music nights there. So when we moved in, we carried on the tradition. We'd have jazz nights and blues jams and folk music nights with often an open stage section to that. I used to go and sing at this open stage before we'd actually moved into the building. So I used to go down there and sing. And Beth and Laura were 5 and 3, and they would come down and fall asleep while the music was playing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And then later on, we moved in and took over that building and started to run our open stages. So when she was 16, it was sort of a really safe environment for her to begin her singing. And so she started to sing with me as Two Tall Women. And then we became, my daughter Laura played for a while with us playing accordion. And we were Three Tall Women. And I think we went up to Four Tall Women and back down. We ended up just being Beth and myself, who were really into performing.
And now we have a traditional tune performed by the Two Tall Women. It's called P Stands for Patty, followed by Sorrows, an a cappella piece performed in the traditional Celtic style.
P stands for Patty, I suppose. J for my love, John. W stands for Falkland. And Johnny is the fairest man. Johnny is the fairest man, my dear. Now the time passes over more pleasant and gay, since we've learned a new song to drive sorrows away. Sorrows away, sorrows away, sorrows away, since we've learned a new song to drive sorrows. Bright Phoebus, she rises so high in the sky, with a red rosy cheek and her sparkling eye. Sparkling eye, sparkling eye, sparkling eye, with a red rosy cheek and her sparkling eye.
I became a big sister because I recognized a need for an older role model while I was growing up, even though I had a great mom. My hope is that I have helped my little sister to open her eyes beyond what narrow experiences her home life was giving her.
Big Sisters of PC Low Mainland provides each of our little sisters with a mentor who is there to listen to her, cheer her on, and be a supportive friend. If you are a woman who is age 19 or older, you can become a big sister and hang out with your little sister once a week. doing fun activities you both enjoy. For more information, visit www.bigsisters.bc.ca.
I'm curious, in terms of the songs, you've got a real Irish feel. Do you and Beth write together, or do you each have your own ideas and then you come together and collaborate? How does that work?
Well, initially when we first started, we did a lot of traditional songs because I started singing in England in folk clubs in 1968. So I really fell in love with the British traditional folk songs. So we were fans of Old Blind Dogs and bands like that. So initially we started to do a lot of traditional songs with the penny whistle, Beth playing penny whistle and doing those kinds of harmonies, which you'll hear on our first CD, which was mostly traditional songs with just two originals. Beth and I write individually. She writes her own stuff, and I write my own stuff, and then we come together and we work out harmonies and instrumentation together.
Okay, that's beautiful. Well, that leads me to the first song I'd like to play, which is P for Patty. But before we play that, can you talk about that song, and did you write it in Canada, or did you write it in Britain?
I didn't write that song.
Oh, who wrote that song?
Traditional British song.
It's a traditional. Okay, well then let's talk about why you're drawn to that song.
Because I first sang it in folk clubs. That first album by Two Tall Women was a real kind of an homage to my British roots. So Blackwater Side is a traditional song that I used to sing in England. Sorrows Away is a traditional song we found on a Poozies album. We just really like that sound. And the women walking by the river was a song I researched and found that I'd never heard before. I was just researching old traditional songs. So there's only really two songs on that album that were written original songs, and that was The River Runs Wild and The Straight River.
You just mentioned Sorrows Away, a song that you and Beth do a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do other songs a cappella, or is that something you want to do more of?
Well, that was the tradition of the British folk tradition, right? So a lot of those beautiful harmonies, minor keys. So I used to sing A Blacksmith Courted Me. That was an a cappella song.
And on that note, here we go with Blackwater Slide.
One morning fair, I took the air down by Blackwater Slide. The Irish lad I spied. 'Twas for the full part of the evening we lay in sport and play, when that young man arose and gathered his clothes, saying, "Well, to thee, that's not the promise that you gave to me when first you lay on my breast. You could make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the west. Then go home to your father's garden, go home and weep your fill and think you on your own misfortune that you brought with your wanton will. The Irish lad I spied.
Beautiful, Pam. So beautiful a cappella. Just lovely. Another song that I want to ask you about that I noticed that Beth does the lead vocals on is Funny the Way It Is. Mm-hmm. Is that a new song?
That's her song.
When she brought it to your duo, how do you two work it so that it may start with her seed, her idea, but then you come in? How does that work?
She'll play it. We'll work out a harmony. Harmonies come quite easy to us because I guess we've just been together for so long and have a real feel for each other's music. And then really I'll just play around on the different instruments. I think on the album I played mandolin on that one. But usually when we're performing, I do the djembe. I just drum and sing harmony for her. But I think on the album I played mandolin.
And now here we go with Funny the Way It Is with Beth Southwell singing lead vocals.
Funny the way it is. Well, the light on the corner, it breaks my heart. It's funny the way it is. Well, I laugh and I cry and I sing in the dark. I see the light shine. Nothing I've ever seen before. Never went away, never died, never opened up. You're like a fire inside. And ever since we cried, I never knew the light was gonna be so bright. It's funny the way it is. We'll sing in songs while they shiver down my spine. The open hearts are walking fine lines, blind into the night. Funny the way it is. We're asleep 1 minute, then we're wide awake. The earth seems so still, then it starts to shake. Well, you know yourself, then you're completely strange. Completely strange. It's been shiver down my spine. The open hearts are walking fine lines, blind into the night. To do. I know I've got
the way it is. Well, you wake one morning and suddenly everything is clear here.
Mr. Wilson and Mrs. Simpson are driving in Mr. Wilson's car.
Turn up the volume.
For all the pain that kills.
I'll just drive faster to outrun the emergency vehicle.
No, you're supposed to pull over.
But then we'll be late for the meeting.
We're stopping them from getting to the hospital.
No problem, I'll go faster.
Unfortunately, the ambulance was delayed behind Mr. Wilson's car, and Mrs. Hornswoggle had her child in the ambulance. What should the driver have done? When you hear sirens and see flashing lights, pull over. Emergency vehicles always have the right of way.
And you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Mountain. We can also be found on the internet at www.cjsf.ca or at HD channel 3706. You're listening to The Arts Edge with Annie Roach. I'm talking this morning with Pamela Carr from Two Tall Women.
I noticed that the two of you play several instruments. I'm curious, in your band, Two Tall Women, and also separately, is it just the two of you, or are there other instrumentalists or backup singers who accompany you either in concert or when recording in the studio?
On the second album, which has Funny the Way It Is and the Great Lake song that she wrote and My Talk and Talk, all those ones are all us playing the instruments. Cool. The first album that has P Stands for Patty and Jordy and...
Yeah, P Stands for Patty. Someone's playing the flute.
P Stands for Patty. I think we had Nigel Tucker. It's a while since we recorded that album. We brought in studio musicians to play. So the bagpipes are being played by one of the pipers from the SFU band. And a beautiful violin was played by Michael Sanderson, who is an award-winning violin player. So we used top-notch studio musicians on the first album.
I'd like to talk with you about some of your newer songs that you said that you recorded a year ago. The first song that you had mentioned was Zachary, and that is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful tune. Can you talk about your inspiration for that song?
Probably 25 years ago, my friend, a very, very close friend, had a baby, and he was called Zachary and had a congenital heart failure problem, and he had to have a surgery to put a stent in there or something. It was really hard for everyone who knew the family, and especially for the family. And when they lost him at 8 months old, the song just came to me, really. It was a gift. And I wrote it out and recorded it with a fellow in England, in Norfolk. But I re-recorded this version with Chris Roland at Roland Sound Studios just over a year ago, because I felt maybe it was time for the song to come out before I just sort of given it to Diane to have for her own personal song, that she's quite happy for it to be played out and maybe help other people who've lost babies or young children. And there is sort of a plan down the pipeline to maybe try and, when it's released and being sold, that we could donate money to the children's hospital where Zachary is cared for.
Wow, that's really beautiful, really honoring of your friend and her baby Zachary. And now here is the song Zachary, recorded by Pamela Carr.
internet is a fast, open, reliable network that is diverse, free, and allows an equal exchange of ideas. However, this reality is being challenged by monopolies in the media, as well as by decisions made on issues such as internet openness and usage-based billing. OpenMedia.ca is here to ensure that the decisions regarding the internet are fair and citizen-friendly. We engage, educate, and empower citizens on the necessity for a media communication system that adheres to the principles of democracy. For more information, visit OpenMedia.ca or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
I understand that you and Beth have a show coming up. Can you tell me the name of the show?
Ivan Boudreau puts on a series of songwriters concert at the ACT in Maple Ridge. Song Stage happens once a month and featuring original songwriters.
Nice. I'm curious, Pam, what's next for you? Do you have a project in mind or a project in the works?
Well, doing this interview has really opened up me looking at the music that we have created in the past. I'm going to be retiring in the summer, so I'm really inspired to move forward with my music and really get my music out there more, because the songs I recorded a year ago, I still haven't really released properly. So they're sort of sitting there in the can.
Before we sign off, I want to ask you a couple of questions about your experience of working with Beth. It sounds like the two of you work really well together. Can you talk about that?
We're similar personalities in some aspects. So we both really write with honesty and integrity about feelings, I think. And also, we both have been very reflective about surviving through difficult times made. So we have worked a lot on ourselves personally, with personal growth, with affirmations, with a positive outlook, the words we speak, creating the lives we lead, and all that sort of thing. So I think we're very in tune in the types of material we write. I think Beth is really good at the way she brings her thoughts on life into her songs. I mean, I just really respect her writing. And we do have a respect for each other.
That's really lovely. Now, I know that Beth is coming out with her own CD in May, which I will be talking with her a little later in the show about. And I know that you're looking at releasing your CD as well. Do you see the two of you continuing to create together as well as having your own projects?
We do play together because we love it. Like, it's a feeling like no other that we have.
Well, will you continue this despite releasing your own CDs?
What we've been doing a lot is taking some of the new songs that Beth's writing and making a Two Tall Women type version for performances.
Nice. But okay.
It would be like nice to do another album. You've sort of inspired me.
I'm so glad. You're inspiring me. I had no idea. I mean, I'd listened to some of your songs. I Googled you, you know, long before this interview, because I'd heard you in class talk about different songs, and I discovered that how talented you were. But only when I was considering this show did I listen to sort of the breadth of your material.
Yeah.
You have contemporary, you have traditional, and you really have that Celtic feel to a lot of your music. And not to mention, I don't want to forget this in the interview, it's the children's song Walk. Is that, that's not what it's called, is it?
Walking song, when I go out for a walk.
Oh, I see the bunnies hop and I see the grass grow. Oh,
yeah.
I love that. Tell me, there are children singing in the background. Are those your students?
No.
How did you get those children together?
Well, Chris Rowland, who's from Rowland Sound Studios, who was the engineer and produced the album, knew someone. Their children were the perfect age, so they brought their kids along to the studio, and we used them.
That is absolutely lovely. Pam, I can't remember it. I don't want to put you on the spot, but can you sing a couple bars?
Oh, it's a great song because it echoes. So that there's a response from the audience. So yeah, it's just like, when I go out for a walk, what do you think I'll see? I'll see the green, green grass.
Green, green grass.
The blue, blue sky.
The blue, blue sky.
When I go out for a walk, that's what I like to see. And it just keeps getting longer.
I love it.
Yeah, I like to involve the audience.
For the audience out there, I'm going to be playing this song for you in just a few moments. In the meantime, Pam, it's just been wonderful to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And I'm very inspired by you. Okay, so here we go with the walking song. And stay tuned to the second half of the show, where we'll be featuring Beth Southwell as the second half of Two Tall Women, and also as herself. Okay, so here we go with the walking song.
Been listening to The Arts Ed.